foundation of the gospel was a total foundation, clean and strong foundation. And no other foundation can any man build. That is why I say it again, that we don't have the ministry of any living apostle now. I have proved that before, and all the apostles are angry at me because it is not about the work they are doing, it is about the title they are looking for. So when I said there's nothing like apostle, did I stop you from preaching or doing ministry work? I didn't stop you from doing ministry work. I only stopped you from confusing us by bearing a wrong title. I'm only saying the work you are doing is not the work of an apostle. You are doing the work of an evangelist. You are doing the work of a teacher. That does not make you an apostle. That you are going about establishing churches everywhere does not make you an apostle. You are doing the work of an evangelist. It's an evangelist that goes everywhere with the word of God and plants them everywhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a denominational spirit that once you have any anointing, you meet, gather people, you are pastor, I have call. Amen. And you will have other denominational people go to Facebook and hear the funny comments they write there. Who told you that a prophet cannot pastor a church? One of them even said Barnabas was a prophet. Paul was a prophet. And what do you call him? And I asked, so which prophecy did Barnabas give? So which church was he pastoring? They were not, amen, prophets. They were not, what do you call them? Pastors. They were apostles. They were apostles. They were there to lay the foundation. And the apostolic ministry, fivefold ministry, can you show anybody watching on the screen? For the work of the ministry. The first ministry is the apostolic ministry. And that is the ministry that touches every other. Can you see? He's the only one. He has a bit of the prophetic, so that he can teach the prophets how to operate the prophetic. Because he's laying a foundation. He has a bit of the evangelism, the evangelical anointing, so that he can lay the foundation of how to do evangelism. Then he has also a teaching grace, so that he can teach and lay the foundation for how the teachers will carry out their ministry. And then the pastoral gift. He has the pastor before the teacher. The pastoral gift. So, it is only his ministry. You will see a bit of evangelism, a bit of prophetic evangelism, pastoral, and teaching. Only the apostolic and the are the ones. And the fact that I teach and I evangelize and I pastor does not make me an evangelist. I mean, does not make me an apostle. I am not Apostle Moses Alu. Because if I am a teacher, an evangelist, I will not be pastoring the church. I will only gather, and after some time, I will move away. Because my ministry, I will not be comfortable sitting in one place. I'll be going out. And the fact that I am doing a little bit of evangelism, going anywhere at all, every pastor must have a little bit of evangelistic anointing on him, because he is to bring the people, bring them, praise the Lord. And before any pastoral ministry will start, it must start with evangelism. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not the type of evangelism those who left here are doing, though. The evangelical field is Bride Assembly Church. Not that type, oh. When they live here, all they are looking for is members that will live here with them and go. You are not an evangelist. Apostle Paul, he didn't say, he didn't go where Christ was to mention. He didn't go to continue anywhere. He was sure of his ministry. When this church started, I made sure no old member of the church I was in followed me here. If I see, I would drive you away. But they live here, and all they do is the evangelical field is here. When the wife is opening ministry, the husband will be here to be inviting people. Come here now, you go see what thing they happen for there. They will come here on Tuesday. Now, fruit of the womb, let me give you one address. They come here. That is where the evangelical field is. It's evidence that is not your call. It's not your call. Barnabas was an apostle. Paul was an apostle. And they laid the foundation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. William Branham was a prophet. And he was told, he pastored initially in the evangelical side. He pastored, and when the church stood, the Lord told him, go and do the work of an evangelist. If God called you to be an evangelist, you will not be comfortable. The worst thing you can do to an evangelist is to tie him down somewhere. Because his mind is where sinners are. It's where sinners are. And the last thing you can do to a pastor is to make him travel up and down. And come and see invitations for me everywhere. Everywhere. Every pastor, come here, come here, come here. So I wrote them in January this year. I said, I am a pastor, not an evangelist. So if you want to have program in your churches, we have evangelists and we have prophets here. That is their job. But for me, I cannot be leaving my sheep for so long. Every time they travel up and down, travel up and down, travel up and down, travel up and down. That's not my ministry. Praise the Lord. But the reason I travel to certain places is because of our online members who have heard the message and they have responded and come out. And we go to help them establish the churches. To establish the churches. In Cameroon, open 28 churches in one meeting. 28 pastors were ordained. In Zambia, we ordained 8 or 9 of them. Eight pastors going to 8 different places to start their churches. And though some of them are already pastors already, who are catching the revelation and adjusting and trimming their lambs of revelation. Everywhere I went, in Germany, in Holland, in wherever I went, even in Canada, I ordained people, ordained them. And everywhere I go, I ordain the people. That is the job. And that is not to make me senior apostle. It's a denominational hangover. Looking for title. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this we teach here. Some you think they are listening. Wait. Their response later will show where they belong. Some have made up their mind. No matter what you say, they are wasting your time. They come here, they see grace flowing nyafu nyafu here. They come here and get the grace, get the anointing. And there are people, the negative wires among us, that are there to tell them, what are you doing here? Can't you see what God is using your mates to do in worry and the kotu and gate? Gate, Abby? Gate. Ejibo gate. Can't you see what they are doing? And then you are here. Look at you are wasting grace. Some people live here and say, and they write in their Facebook, you know, that is where they talk to you people. Because I don't have Facebook, so now they can't show me what they write. And then they tell you, I have gotten my freedom. They cage me all these years. I'm now free and they are angry. Who caged you before? We enter agreement. When you say you were going, did I carry rope to tie you? You must be here. Did I have a meeting with you that you should come and work in this ministry? Since this church started, I have never spoken to anybody to come and work with me. You come here, we see the grace. You're ready to work. We give you microphone, give you office. And if you feel you are tired and you want to go, you go. Some people live here, they think as if they want to slight me by leaving. It's because you don't even understand who your pastor is. Freely you came here, freely you can go. There should be no issue. Praise the Lord. But if God called me and he brought somebody to sit under me and you take the person out, you won't have problem with me. You will have problem with the God that called me. When you are sure of your call, a prophet doesn't argue his revelation. When he's sure of the voice that speaks to him. Hallelujah. He said, rain will fall tomorrow. He said, it's a lie. This is dry season. He won't answer now. Wait now. Why will I argue when tomorrow never come? If tomorrow come and the rain doesn't fall, then I can listen to you because I know who speaks to me. A prophet doesn't argue revelation. Hallelujah. In Tanzania, when we went, where is he? Oscar gave somebody revelation in Tanzania. He's a pastor. Later on, he came to my room with some other people and said the revelation that Oscar gave is false. And Oscar Sada was looking at him. He said, it's false. It's what I heard and saw, I told you. If it is false, I am sorry. Can I go now? And then he left. And then he told Jayola. Jayola, he'll talk to you. He says,
he came to my room.
He came to your room. What did he tell you?
That this is the revelation the man gave, and he left the man. I said, okay, since you have given him, watch and see.
He spoke later. Oscar said that this man has come to try his God that speaks to him.
Yes.
He said, we should watch and see what will happen to this man. And it's the same man that after we left and was speaking against what took place there, and as he walked out, he was struck on the road and he died. Oscar did not argue with him. Oscar, did you argue?
I don't argue. I say I leave you with my God.
That's all. You don't argue. Praise the Lord. When it comes to the things of the ministry, my sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. And I'm not saying I cannot make mistake. Please, if I offend you, let me know so that I can apologize. And so that I don't repeat such things again. Because I must not deliberately hurt anybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so the shout will end with the rapture. The next stage is what? The second stage. Are we following? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. After the shout is what? The voice of the archangel that we see in Revelation chapter 10. That archangel there is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. What is the next stage? The next stage is this. Listen very well. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is when Jesus Christ for the past 2,000 years has been sitting on the mercy seat, correct? Everybody knows that. Making intercessions for us. For we, the church, that he purchased with his own blood, the blood of sprinkling, speaking for us, speaking mercy. And Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 11, verse 25, he said, blindness in part, it's not total blindness, has come upon, happened to Israel until when? Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. When that last name that is in the book of life comes in, not come into your church, oh, come into the body of Christ, gets born again, receives eternal life, then salvation is over for the Gentiles. No more mercy. He stands up. When he stands up, he's standing up for the next stage of the rapture. praise the Lord. That is what Jesus Christ was speaking in Luke chapter 13, verse 22. Let's read up to verse 28. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, he says, struggle, strive, ensure, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able. When, this is when it will take place, when they will not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, if he's risen up, it means he has been sitting somewhere and has shut the door. The door of salvation is closed. And you begin to stand without, outside, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Verse 26. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not when you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Finally, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let me just end it there. Why does he say that? When once the master of the house has risen, and the master of this house called the body of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, is Jesus himself. He rises up for the next stage to take place, which is the voice of the archangel. What is this voice of the archangel? We see that pattern. It is now. He has finished dealing with the living elements. Please listen very well. This is where I want to strike now. He has finished preaching to the living elements. The living elements. Hallelujah. Jesus has a ministry to preach both to the living and to the dead. Somebody understanding me? Jesus' ministry is both for those living and those for the dead. How do we know it? The first pattern. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the first resurrection pattern, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the souls, unto the spirits in prison. Who are they? Which sometimes we are disobedient. When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved. When did this take place? When Jesus Christ died. Hallelujah. Those 3 days he was in the grave. He did not just lie down in the grave. He went to the region of the dead to preach to them. And that's why you see in Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 9, he said, now that he ascended, talking about the ascension of Jesus Christ, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. What did he descend to do? He descended to continue his ministry to the dead, the righteous dead. He had a message for them. Praise the Lord. That's why he said in John chapter 5, verse 28 and verse 29. He says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Listen, he was telling the living, all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. When you say hear his voice there, what does he mean by hearing his voice? He will say, ah, Abby. Eh? Eh? You just enter there, hear my voice. Hey, I'm Jesus. I don't come. Hey, Abby. Hear my voice. Amen. It's the same message. It's a message. He will preach it to them. He has a message for them too. Now, let's read it again. It's a marvel not at this. Hallelujah. For the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good into the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. They that have done good unto what? Resurrection of life. Resurrection of life. And when he died, those 3 days, he went somewhere. We see in Matthew 27. Matthew 27, verse 51, 52, and 53. Something happened. Hallelujah. After he died. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rented. That was when he gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. Something happened after that, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept. Hey, what happened? They arose. Verse 53, very interesting. And what happened? They came out of the graves. See, they arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. They saw them, not by vision. Physically, the believers saw them. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, Acts chapter 1, verse 3. To whom Jesus Christ now, his resurrection, after he resurrected, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them, how many days? 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what happens. He finishes with the living. Salvation is over for the living. Now, the rapture is to take place. As it happened in the first resurrection, the same pattern again. Because when he ascended with them. And that is why I believe with the whole of my heart. Praise the Lord. They walked. These people, they came out. Oh my. They came out from the grave. When they came out from the grave, they started appearing. Hey, praise the Lord. To the believers. Imagine that they saw, hallelujah, maybe they saw Abel, maybe they saw Abraham, because the truth about it is that you have to see somebody you know. You have to see people you have heard of. And remember, the supernatural, so even if you don't know, they will tell you, I am so. And this thing that you heard of, stand with it. Don't give up. There is going to be a resurrection. Praise the Lord. there is going to be a resurrection. That is what gave them the rapturing faith. That is the faith, the revelation they saw. So this heaven is real. So this resurrection is real. Because as he finished here, remember, they are now with glorified bodies. Angelic bodies. They don't need motor park. They don't need a car. Hallelujah. You can celebrate now because you have a new car. But when our bodies change, we don't need the cars anymore. We will move by our thoughts. America, fear, you are there. Oh, glory be to God. You say, is it possible? Go and ask the Ethiopian eunuch. There was a foretaste of that power. Hallelujah. Philip, after showing him and baptizing him, fiam, he disappeared. He found himself again in Samaria. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a foretaste. And that is what Apostle Paul spoke, verse 51 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. He says, it's a mystery. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. So it's a mystery. Something happens, and in a moment, you are changed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you disappear and appear. Jesus was walking with them. And after they discovered who he is, he lives again. And they go to another two, walking on their way to Emmaus. And he talked with them for some time. And he even eat with them. And then when their eye opened to see, it disappear. Hallelujah. And they could go back and sing, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. My Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. Is alive. Amen. Is alive. My Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I believe with the whole of my heart that is what enabled them, even when that horse rider changed to a red horse, killing them, they were happily submitting themselves to be killed. That is the rapturing faith. They had a revelation. They saw something that other people didn't see. Only the elect will see it. Only those that God has positioned for the rapture will see. Now, listen. Now, here we have, now at our own time, salvation is over. He stands up from the mercy seat for the next stage, which is the voice of the archangel. That archangel is the archangel we just saw in Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. One leg on the sea, one leg on the ground. Let us know it gives us a global picture. Something that will have a worldwide effect. He has finished. Then, hallelujah. The Bible says, he holds the book in his right hand. That little book. And he screams. As he cried, as the lion roared. Is he not the lion of the tribe of Judah? That is who he is. That lets you know that is Jesus Christ. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. But see where we are going. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. The only reason the angel said write them not, because the living did not need to know what is written there, because it is not for them. Whatever is written there is the message for those who sleep in Christ, who are in the grave. I repeat, the message is for the dead in Christ, because they will rise first. He has finished with us. He goes to the region of the dead and gives them their own message. The message for them is different from the message for us. And then the grave will open. And when it opens, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord, the dead in Christ will rise first. It is a pattern. And we who are living, we will see them. They will walk. I don't know whether it is the same 40 days. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many days it will take. But if the first one was 40 days, I expect the same pattern. For a number of days, long enough for all of us who have been in expectation to see them. We will know. We will see Paul. We will see William Branham. We will see Peter. We will see the rest. And they will come to tell us it is homegoing time. It is homegoing time. And that is the only thing that will give us also the rapturing faith that brings the body change. Anybody grubbing about scripture to say the thunders have sounded, you're on your own. Nothing can prove that. Everything we need to know for our salvation is written for the living. And that's why we read that scripture. Hallelujah. Where he says, chapter 29, verse 29, Deuteronomy. What did he say? The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed, they are the only things that belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. Don't go and say things that are not revealed. But we see the pattern there. Therefore, all of us, we thought before that there are going to be seven men that will rise all around the world. So we are waiting. And you know, Satan is very good at impersonation. One of them will soon come and say he's one of the thunders. He's there in Shomolu. He's one of the thunders. Then before you know what, Brother Alu, are you sure you are not one of the thunders? Because you are sounding and the whole world is hearing you. Is that not the seven thunders? And then we are only two in Africa. Praise the Lord. Nothing like that, oh. Another one says seven thunder is the seven virtues. Seven virtues in 2 Peter chapter 2, chapter 1. But that is already written now. So how can you say it was not written? The only person that had it is John, and he died with it. He didn't write it anywhere. He didn't tell it anymore to anybody. Oh, the seven thunder is the whole message, is the entire message, is that is what is thundering. Oh, another one say it is love. It is love that thunders. So seven love, Abby. The reason the entire message believers, because you don't, the denomination have no time to look at the book of Revelation. So what do I say? It doesn't even concern them. Now you know what it be thunder, which one be beast, and which one be 666, and which one be. Now you know which one be seal 1, seal 2, seal 3. You don't. Did you go to MFM bookshop and see anything like that there? Abi, you go to Yedepo bookshop and you see anything. The one where concern them, no concern that book. You know, you see them, they teach what happened for the Garden of Eden. It no concern them, because it is not for them, it is for the bride. Can't you see a pattern? God, can you see that Israel refuses to accept Jesus Christ and they were blinded? God himself blinded them. Church, God himself blinding the denominations. They will never know what pertaining to the rapture. And that is why you see them, see the things they are measuring on, see the competition they are doing on all the things they are acquiring. See all they are doing, everything they are doing. But there is nothing that they are teaching that prepares anybody for home going. It is not given to them. Unto you, Jesus Christ said, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. But to them who are outside, it is not given. Can't you see how special we are? Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, it is not written. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And I can tell you, the closest to the right thing is what I'm telling you now. And I didn't read it in any book. It was quickened to me. Praise the Lord. And I believe that I jumped up from my reading table when it was quickened to me. I jumped up and I began to thank God. I rushed and I called some of the pastors here. I called Issachar, the junior Issachars. And I said, come. I caught something about the seven thunders. They all ran to me because everybody has what they believe. I said, if you have something better than this, let me know. It is not written because it has nothing to do with the living. It is him again going to the dead in Christ. The dead in Christ, we hear. The hour is coming when all that are in the grave, we hear his voice. The voice of the Son of Man. And that voice is a message he has for them. He went there and the resurrection started from the first resurrection, part one of the first resurrection. The graves were open. And when he resurrected, they came out with him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when they ascended with him. Glory be to God. And they are still there. Now listen, when we go up there, we are not going to sit down in a hall like this. We are not going to sit down in a hall like this. Because while after we have gone, hallelujah, 7 more years for him to deal with the Jews for their own Jewish revival. While that is going on, we are up there in heaven. In a place called paradise. The same place that the first people that resurrected are. They have been there waiting for us for the past 2,000 years. So, and heaven is not a place that we know that has a boundary. So, they'll be scattered everywhere. Hallelujah. They will be scattered everywhere. Also, when they resurrect, they will be moving up and down, going up and down. Amen. Some of them will be in America, in Asia. Some of them will be in Akwanga. Some of them will be in First Tag with me. Some of them will be in here with us here to give us rapturing faith. I will sit down here. Do you know that Peter is here with us? Do you know Peter is here with us? Do you want to see him? Then I will say, okay, Peter, show yourself. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why that songwriter says, I look over Jordan. What did I see? Coming for to carry me home. Lord, hallelujah. And he rises up. Listen. And they resurrect. And they are scattered everywhere. When it is time now to say, oh yeah, let's go. He announces it by a trumpet. Which is the third stage. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Which is the trump of God. What is the trump of God? It is the gathering call. We have a pattern in Numbers chapter 10. Let's read it. It was an ordinance. And remember, there are shadow of things to come. From verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. I read that verse 2 again. What is the trumpet meant for? That thou mayest use them, those trumpets, for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm, then second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. Verse 9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppressed you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. And lastly, verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days and in the beginning of your month, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. So there is a trumpet blow for different occasions. And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 8, Apostle Paul was describing everybody speaking in tongue, and then how that it will be confusion. Then he said, but if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? He was referring to Numbers chapter 10, that there is a battle one, that says there is a battle sound. Now, if people are supposed to prepare for battle and you give them a wrong trumpet sound, he said, how would they prepare for the battle? And church, the trumpet sermons, gospel that is going on now among the denomination, are trumpets of uncertain sound. Now see a pattern here. What we see in Matthew chapter 24 verse 31. Now this is now when this happens after the rapture. This happens after the rapture. Now let's read it. Hallelujah. Verse 30. What does verse 30? 30 and 31. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. This one is when we are coming with him to take over the earth. That the rapture has taken place. The day of judgment is closing. This is what ends the Gentile dispensation. And he shall send his angels. This is where I am going. with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, this is when he's coming forth. When the rapture has taken place, we are moving, we are everywhere in the heavens, and now it is time to come down to take over the earth. There will be a trumpet that we sound, and then all of us we gather for the next instruction to come. So also, before the rapture, knowing that those who resurrected and they are moving about for the past 40 days, they are everywhere, and we now have already had our change, we are everywhere, there will be a trump of God. And that trumpet is the gathering call. Gather, that is when we shall know it's time to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. These are the three stages that we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The shout, the voice of the archangel that produces the seven thunders. The shout, in summary again, the shout is the restoration ministry from Luther to William Branham. The living saints completed, he stands up from the mercy seat. Salvation is over for the Gentiles. Preparing for the rapture, he goes to the dead in Christ to bring them up, tell them, equip them that it is homegoing. The graves open, they come and appear to us to give us the rapturing faith. Then the third, the trump of God, gathers us for homegoing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, verse 36. He said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And in Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. He said, watch. Because we don't know the hour, we don't know the day. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't know. So what are we to do? What are we to do? Watch. How do you watch? It's exactly what we're doing now. We're pointing you to scriptures.